when people have harmed us, especially those we consider to be our friends, you know, someone betrays us or something, someone cheats or something like that, or I don't know, something. Anyway, you know, you've all got bad situations. We can think, this experience shows me there is no certainty in samsara. There's no certainty. Everything changes. Friends become enemies. And enemies become friends. Why is this? It's because in samsara, everyone is controlled by their delusions. And nobody has any freedom. Isn't it? So why do things go wrong? Well, one thing things go wrong is because of our karma. Another reason is people harm us because they're deluded. Their anger towards us can't stop them from saying bad things to us, or their attachments to our wealth can't stop them from stealing from us. Everyone's deluded. Everyone's controlled by their delusion. Nobody has any freedom. This situation is encouraging me to abandon samsaric rebirths. It's encouraging me to find freedom from samsara. So, conclusion. Instead of becoming angry or depressed or discouraged, I must abandon samsara and generate the joyful mind of renunciation, which is a sincere wish to find permanent freedom from suffering. I must do this. I pray that I myself and all living beings can leave samsara. Okay, this is combining renunciation with compassion now. So we transform a bad situation into a wonderful opportunity. How many times can we do this? I would say again and again and again. Simply doing it once is not enough. Our mind of resentment is so strong, we keep going back to that situation, that we keep remembering those horrible things they did to us. Okay, that's another opportunity to once again transform this situation by using this wisdom thinking, isn't it? This is teaching me about karma. This person is my kind spiritual guide. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. This situation is teaching me there's no certainty in samsara. I must escape from samsara. Everyone needs to escape from samsara. Every time bad situations come, we need to generate these thoughts over and over again, not just once, but many times, until it becomes natural, becomes automatic, you know? Anyway, by following this line of reasoning, we view the person who is treating us unkindly as a spiritual teacher, encouraging us to leave samsara and experience pure happiness. Yes. Geshe-la says this later on. He says, in many ways, those who harm us are the kindest of all. We may find that a strange sentence, but if we're listening with an ordinary mind, in many ways, those who harm us are the kindest of all. Why? Because they break our complacent view, that sees samsara as a pleasure garden. So I know in countries like Spain, I lived in Spain for a while, the sun is always shining. The food is always delicious. The sea is always delightful to swim in, etc. So many beautiful things in Spain. It's a beautiful country, beautiful enjoyments. Disfruta mucho, or something like that, I don't know. We enjoy. But it's all deceptive, isn't it? It's all deceptive. So those who harm us are kind to us, because they are smashing our view, our wrong view, our complacent view, that sees samsara as a pleasure garden. Samsara is just for my pleasure. No. Samsara just gives pain. And like a powerful spiritual guide, these people inspire us to engage more strongly in spiritual practice. So all those people who've harmed us, even the people who are not trying to harm us, anybody who we may perceive as a danger or a threat, they're reminding us samsara is not a pleasure garden. It's not a place we want to be. We want to get out of samsara. Let's leave samsara. By thinking in this way, we transform the harm that we received into a spiritual path. And instead of being discouraged, instead, we can learn to love and cherish even those who harm us. And it's especially important to have this attitude towards our close friends and family. Since we spend so much time with them, it would be very beneficial if we were to regard them as our spiritual teachers. Isn't it? So I've been working on this with my, I won't say who, but my I have some close relatives. You know, I have relations, people I'm related to by blood, family, friends. I've been working on this for a long time. With some of them, it's working. I can now see them as my spiritual teachers. They're teaching me. Yes, samsara is deceptive. Samsara is not a pleasure garden. I need to leave. Bye-bye, samsara. I need to get out. There's wonderful teaching. Buddha's wonderful teaching. Please don't ignore this. Geshe says a couple more things about this. It's all about wishing love, by the way. All of this special way of thinking increases our ability to love. Strange, isn't it? We think, oh, wait a minute. This has been a very difficult teaching. You've taught me all these difficult things. But if we don't engage with these teachings, our love will always be, it'll be impure. It'll be mixed with attachment. It'll be mixed with selfishness. It won't be pure love. It won't make us develop into spiritual people at all. It won't. So we've got to take this on board. So, Geshe says, transforming these conditions into the path is vital in these degenerate times. Why? Because we are constantly surrounded by difficulties and difficult people, like a candle flame exposed to the wind. We are blown first in this direction and then in that direction. There is no way of avoiding difficult situations in samsara. But if we can change our attitude towards them, they will no longer be problems. And instead of allowing adversities to make us unhappy, discouraged, we use them to improve our experience of the stages of the path, the lamrim. And in this way, maintain a pure and peaceful mind all the time. This is such a wonderful achievement, to be able to transform all situations. Whatever happens, good things, bad things, transform them all into our spiritual training, especially our training on the three aspects of love. I think loving people, not difficult if we can do this, is not difficult. Even problem people, difficult people, angry people, difficult situations, we love them all. We love them all. They're all our teachers. They're all helping us to leave samsara. They're helping us find pure and everlasting happiness. Wonderful. As Milarepa said, you know Milarepa, famous Tibetan of 1,000 years ago, he said, I don't need to read books. Everything that appears to my mind is a Dharma book. All things confirm the truth of Buddha's teachings and increase my spiritual experience. So how wonderful if we could say that. I don't need books. Why don't we need books? Because we've memorized them all. We've contemplated them all. We've gained realization of all the books. So we don't need them anymore. We look around. We experience things. Everything is a teaching. Everything is a teaching for us.